We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A Florida man is waking up in jail this Wednesday morning after Gainesville police say that he tried to carjack a feisty grandmother armed with a baseball bat.
I took that bat and hit him upside a paya. He said, oh. I said, yeah. I said, that's him right there. They said, Miss Gaines, he got a big nut on his head.
Oh. Everyone's favorite grandmother, wearing nothing but a pair of boxer shorts. The attempted carjacker was pulling on her car door, knocking on the window, trying to break in, messing with the wrong grandma. Turns out Clarice was a softball player back in her day and hasn't lost her skills. According to Gainesville police, Grandma Clarice scarred the 300-pound man off, scared him off, but he was later caught.
I took that bat and hit him upside a paya.
So many questions. So few answers.
It's Mully and Haw. I want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks to you, Danny Parkin, sitting in. We had a lot of fun.
Thank you for the invitation.
It was anytime. And, you know, please feel free to invite me to do the afternoons. I could sleep in one day. Want to thank Dustin for all of his hard work.
He's out.
He's a very special human. And Kevbo.
Messing with the wrong grandma.
You are a man that I'm going to miss. Bless you, buddy. I'll keep the podcast going without you. Enjoy Turks and Caicos.
That's all we can ask of you.
Ray,
thank you,
I know
much.
You'll be here.
You're going to both Turks and Caicos.
Yeah,
Turks
the paperwork came through.
Or Caicos.
He's allowed to leave the country. It's and a these big are the, thing.
I don't know if they're going to let me back in, but I'm allowed to get out.
Yeah, that's not that's
thanks
the
for calling, part. Texting. Most of all, thanks to everyone for listening.
He got a big nut on his head.
Yeah.
This transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
And let's welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Guys, how
fellas,
are you?
Good moral.
What did you think of Stoney saying that Aloy is a future Hall of Famer? The minute he saw him, the four quadrant coverage, everything, he thinks that barring injury, Aloy's going to arrive.
Go ahead and own it.
Some
why
guys
not?
You feel
yeah,
it.
I love it.
Some guys you feel it with. I mean, I can think back to the first minor leaguer I saw where I thought that was going to happen. It didn't work out for Gorkys Hernandez, but you know, maybe. Maybe at some point. He's made major league checks. It's going to work out.
The first minor leaguer I saw when I thought that was on the table.
Jose Altuve.
I think will eventually be in the Hall. But that was 1994-95. The Appleton Foxes shortstop was Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, that's right.
You think he makes it?
And
Appleton.
I mean, he's a Hall. Yeah,
Appleton,
he was.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, A town.
Houdini's birthplace. Is that what you're telling me?
He came. He came to town. He came to town.
Did he stay at the Paper Valley Inn?
Everybody said.
Did he go to Lawrence University?
They came to play at Marinelli Field. Everybody said, "You have to see this kid. Our league is not going to hold him for long." Nope. And in low A, the stuff that he was doing out there was like bending time and space. And he hit a ball into the Rock River. And we're like, "Yeah, let's." I think this guy's moving up like next week.
It was a loosey-goosey time. He and his cousin.
I'm surprised you think he's going to make it. I mean, yeah, obviously the numbers.
They all will. Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with
special
that.
Wing.
No, I think just eventually they just will. It's going to be people.
When all the sports writers die off,
I think it's more than likely that they just end up changing rules at some point. You know what I mean? Like they don't have that much instruction from the Hall of Fame as it is. Whoever is going to be the voting contingent for the Hall of Fame will just end up changing rules and say you're in.
Okay.
It's kind of a cheap way to say, yeah, they'll make it in eventually, but at some point it'll have to be rectified.
Oh, I obviously have no problem if they get in. I think they should all be in.
I agree.
But so many of the Hall of Famers that are in have such a big problem with it that I'd just be surprised.
Ever since Harold Baines got in, I can't take the Hall of Fame seriously. I'm sorry.
That's so mean.
I love it. It's my favorite player.
I know. How can you be that mean?
That was my favorite player.
Harold, that was like a perfect storm of all the right people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I had a cup of coffee with Harold once. It was like there were all these personal relationships and everybody knew what a great
Jerry
guy
really
he was.
Jerry really stepped up.
Yeah, Jerry really stepped up. That's right.
Well timed.
Kevin. God.
Yeah. Any of you guys Game of Thrones fans? Mully is not.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I love the idea of it. I just haven't seen it.
No, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not a dragon guy. Like other than that, I'm
not a dragon guy.
See, I was a Dungeons and Dragons player.
So why aren't you in on this?
No, you don't say.
It's hard to imagine, isn't it?
I can't see that happening.
What were your weekends like in high school, Dan?
20-sided
immensely entertaining. But I don't know.
But no. So you with the comic book movies and you Dungeons and Dragons, and neither of you got into it. That surprises me.
I watched, just to clarify, it's not the comic book movies. It's the Marvel movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because really of the age of my kids. So I kind of grew up taking them to those movies. It's very difficult when you have children to find movies that are okay for them to go to and that you enjoy. And, you know, they made a bunch of them. They worked very hard. Like, what was the Lightning McQueen movie?
Cars.
Yeah. Okay. There's a complicated. But there's a moment in Cars. where they're talking about the Paul Newman character, and he's like, he won 4 Piston Cups. And Mater, who is
the Larry the Cable guy,
he pops up and said, he did what in the cup? And I fell out of the movie chair. I thought it was hysterical. And the kids are all looking like, what's that?
I get it all.
Yeah, Cars was so important to my kid that when he toddled over to Disneyland and they actually had full-size, car-size mock-ups of Lightning McQueen and Mater, he ran over to Lightning McQueen and gave him a hug, like laid down on the hood of the car and like rested his head on there because he was giving him a hug.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fun.
Yeah. What age are we talking here?
He was 2.5?
9.
Yeah, right. That was last year.
Last week. You know, it's like Thomas the Tank Engine. Like the car has like a face. So a kid could get down and like stare at the face.
The personification of the car.
No, a Thomas the Tank Engine specifically. Like that was... That wasn't me when I was a kid. That was like for kids 3, 4, maybe even 5 years younger than I was. But that always, you know, you'd see it on or you'd go babysit for the kids across the street or something. It'd be Thomas the Tank.
You know who ruined?
It was pretty messed up, man.
You know who ruined Thomas the Tank Engine for me? Greg Robinson, of all people.
How?
Same.
Yeah, well, if you want to go down a YouTube rabbit hole, watch Greg Robinson after he got fired. He's the worst head coach in Syracuse football history. I'm a senior. He won 10 games in 4 years. 3 of them were against Buffalo. And they fired him, but they let him coach the last 2 games of the season, which is always always a brilliant idea. They actually beat Notre Dame after they announced that they had fired him. But he went to the press conference, and there's, you know, Dick McPherson in the front row, and there's all these alumni or whatever, and I'm sitting in the second or third row, student media, and he gets up, and he starts reading the Wikipedia page of The Little Engine That Could, because he's like, it's just a story of a train that I think I can. And he goes, and Dick, I still think I can. To Dick McPherson in the front row. And I'm like, this man.
That's not Thomas the Tank Engine, by the way.
No, that's not Thomas the Tank Engine. That's The Little Engine That Could.
Oh, that's The Little Engine That Could.
Yeah,
that's not Thomas the Tank Engine.
Wonderful story.
He ruined The Little Engine That Could. And I'm tired. I've been up since 3:30 in the morning.
That's how bad it was that it ruined all trains for Danny.
All trains.
He can't even take the L, for God's sake.
Wow. I butchered. I don't even know what he ruined.
Thomas the Tank Engine was read by George Carlin, Ringo Starr, Alec Baldwin. Like, there are a lot of really great Thomas the Tank Engine episodes.
There's got to be inside the actor's studio where everybody was just high as a kite during that show and just the drugs that went into making Thomas the Tank Engine.
We're 2, 4, 6, 8.
Did I ever tell you my story about Cars that was just – it just blew my mind. That before Cars was made, John Lasseter and the Pixar guys, they went and sat in the production truck for NASCAR races because they wanted to get it right. They wanted to get the angles right. They wanted to get the drama and see how it's shot. So they knew how to do these arenas. So they went to multiple NASCAR races.
NASCAR's not going to mind it at all, right, fellas?
And they watch and they're watching. And there was the low camera on the turn. There was one that was it wasn't screwed in tightly enough, and the director says, all right, well, we got to go out and, you know, tighten that camera up because it's rattling a little bit. And apparently during the Lasseter, one of the other guys mentioned to the actual TV guy, said, you know, he said, I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, but instead of tightening that camera, loosen the other ones. because they realized that a little bit of rattle
made you feel the
gave you the motion.
Yes, it gave you the energy and the drama and the danger. So it took the movie guy to say, you know, ideally in TV you want it tight, you want everything just right. But he said if you really want to give it a little action here, make the other ones that are low loose.
That's very interesting.
So you've watched the DVD commentary on Cars then.
Do you watch a lot of those? That used to be fascinating to watch some of the DVD commentary on different movies.
Well, my favorite. I mean,
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, that's the best.
Carrie Fisher.
It's not Star Wars.
The re-release of the three Star Wars.
The THX release of the Star Wars.
Oh my God! She's just half in the bag.
She's very funny.
She's like, oh God, this is the scene where I'm doing that stupid British accent for no reason. So now I'm doing a British accent. Next scene, that accent's completely gone. I could barely breathe because they had me duct taped.
Who's the guy that did Ocean's 11 and all those movies?
Soderbergh.
Yeah. That Ocean's 11 commentary where he's sitting there and he's like, okay, here we are. We're at the prison. Brad Pitt, we need something to do. We got to have action here. He's eating. We're going to have the character eat now. And then it's like, well, they're driving in a car because you need motion. You got to keep, like, he's explaining exactly what you're talking about, but how to make a movie. Huh. And since then, my movie making has improved.
So great.
My favorite one is Ben Affleck in Armageddon. Also a good YouTube deep dive because
I watched that. He sent me home with that link one day after transition. I watched it.
It's
awesome.
So great. Well, yeah, because he's just crapping all over the movie. And he's like, yeah, you know, it just makes all the sense in the world that it would be easier to train a bunch of oil drillers how to be astronauts than astronauts how to be oil drillers.
All the sense in the world.
Yeah, he's like all the sense in the world.
There's the key.
Of mankind, yeah. A bunch of guys off an oil rig. Uh-huh.
There was a good one. John Favreau, the movie Chef.
He's great.
Watching John Favreau talk to Roy Choi and like how Roy Choi is teaching him how to look like a chef, and then he's explaining like, this is what we're filming here is called shoe leather. I'm just going to get all these scenes and I can cut them out and use them however we need to cover other things. So it's like the cook explaining to the director explaining to the cook, and like meeting in the middle of everything. It was really cool.
He directed Iron Man. Obviously, he directed Elf. I mean, that guy has made some great movies and has acted in some great
movies.
He's
got a Star Wars film to his name. He did Solo. He's doing
Solo,
the new Star Wars.
That was a rough one. They stopped doing those movies because Solo didn't do very well.
They stopped doing those movies because of the expectations.
Did they fire him from Solo? The most recent one was Ron Howard got hired.
Yeah,
right?
You're right. Favreau didn't do Solo, but Howard got rehired for that to do reshoots. Favreau was in Solo, and then he's doing The Mandalorian, the live action Disney thing that's making Netflix cost $16 because now they have competition. Why is my Netflix $16 a month now? This is ridiculous.
It's $16 a month?
It's going up to $16 a month.
I'm not sure I can live without Netflix, and I don't watch it very often.
Because it scares you.
Well, my problem
is... It's the salad buffet issue.
What he's talking about with Dungeons & Dragons. What's the name of the show?
Game of Thrones.
Which I do watch, by the way.
There's just too many damn choices. Mm-hmm. There's too many things that I have to see. Once upon a time, it was like, you got to watch The Sopranos.
It's a great show.
And that was it. And now it's like, there are 15, 16. I don't have enough time in the day.
I've had to tell my parents, when every conversation starts, did you see, have you seen?
No.
Exactly. And because they watch The Americans. They watch this one about the Israeli Mossad. And it's like, Fauda? What was the name of it? They said it was one of the greatest shows they've ever seen. Oh. And like, did you see? Like, listen, Mom, Dad, I love you dearly, but no, I have not. I've been watching NBA playoff games and Cubs games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's too many sporting events to watch Netflix.
I got a lot of time. what are you guys doing? Well, after the games are over, you read or go to bed and wish I had stayed up and watched Game of Thrones. Although, in fairness, Molly, with these hours, I need to nap.
You can still watch Game of Thrones, though.
Obviously. I've rewatched it already.
Yeah, what you have to do now. Yeah.
Not the whole show. I'm saying I've rewatched the first episode of this season.
The best thing about actual morning radio is go eat a huge meal right now. Get like an open face roast beef gravy sandwich, and then go right to bed.
Perfect. Done. You don't have to tell me twice.
Crank a bottle of wine, then go to bed.
That's the best way.
That's for Passover tonight.
What have you lined up? We have to get out of here.
Okay.
I'd like to stay. Can Hubbard we just stay
at 10, the midday midway at 10:20, Jonah Carey at 11, and we'll talk to the Chicago Wolves head coach a little bit, too, about their playoff run.
Calder Cup.
Have a good weekend. Guys. Happy Easter.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.